Peter Hill Explains, where I invite you to join the science teaching conversation with me about...
Great thing about scammers in that initially their victims are unaware, strongly denied, have an investment. They go into an area they believe so strongly, they trust it, and they get pulled into it. So we're going to talk about the art of scamming is to create an artifact which tricks people into the future. So the initial artifact which intensely convinces people is the aerial photograph. And the first picture here of the Germans before World War II realised aerial photography was great. They'd fly over the battlefields and picture them. And that didn't stop there. They said, well, if we can interpret a picture, we can actually create a fake picture and get our naive foes, which are the British in the desert, to believe things happening. So we have our hero, the German hero of the desert, which is none other than the desert fox, Erwin Rommel. He sort of did the winning, and got a liver infection and had to go back to Germany to recuperate, and then the Germans lost the desert. So he's on the winning side of the Africa Corps. At the very start there, the Italians had a lot of trouble, pushed back by the Australians and the British. And then they hived off a German army from the vast Russian front to help the Italian allies, and actually landed in North Africa in Tripoli. And Rommel let the British planes fly over, photograph Tripoli, and I'll see the actual tanks and things being disembarked from the ship, so the aircraft could go over and photograph the tanks coming up. And the Germans have been very methodical, laid everything out for the British to fly over, photograph. And then Rommel had a carpenter make wooden tanks, and for every tank, real tanks there, he'd make a wooden tank, and the real tank would go off into the desert. And lo and behold, a bit later, the British were totally surprised by these tanks going from nowhere, because the tanks were at Tripoli there, but they're actually only wooden tanks. And of course, the Germans initially allowed really good photography, and then the air power pushed the planes around so they could just barely get little photographs, so they didn't allow the British to fly too close to go to it. Now, the table was turned a bit later when Rommel was facing Montgomery at the Battle of El Alamein. So El Alamein is basically a sort of a narrow bottleneck in North Africa. You've got a big depression forcing everyone there. And Montgomery scammed Rommel by actually having the giving maps to him, which showed a tank route which went through quicksand. So the German tanks went around and they were all bogged, and a lot sank in quicksand. So that's just your scamming idea. And this is all the idea of imagery. Now, the idea here is that now, if you get an image, particularly that you don't take yourself, you take it to pieces. And wouldn't it be great if the British could see something like a carpenter's truck, or that Rommel had several pictures which says fakeimages.com. Now, we go back to the idea of creating an image to sucker a nation in. And we go to this person called Douglas Hope Johnson. And he's for various reasons, he wants to start up Australia Day, start up the myth of Cook. And on the 100th, 50th anniversary of the landing at Sydney Cove, which is not to do with Cook, decided to commission a painting. And all he basically had, he wasn't there, he had a series of very strong beliefs. And so with these strong beliefs, he communicated across to this person called Algernon Tamarach, a Cornish person who never left Cornwall. And he was a famous British painter of a British school, sort of relatively well known, a safe, affordable bet. And he gave them very precise instructions. And that set of instructions led to the founding of Australia, the painting we have here. However, what happened is that when he got the first sketch, he said, "This isn't good enough. I want it to have these features." And Algernon got back and actually re-erected the painting, changed it a little bit to see it here. Now, this is all very good. This would be an ideal scam. However, luckily for us, we've got the painting which we've got, which is basically a scam and a fraud, and we've got the notes, the scam notes, sort of reveals what's going on. So that's going on. So if we go from the two paintings, the before painting and the after painting, we can see the actual scam happening. And so we can see that a particular person here, he's not looking manly enough. So he's got to say, the claiming of Australia is a manly act, and you can see him muscle up and legs go up and things like that. You can see other people who are saying, "Oh, we're going to have the people raising the flag, the servant class, so we'll make him clearly a sailor, not a navy man." And so there are all these various things toasting the founding. It's called the founding of Australia. So as you go through, you get this imagery, and it's exactly what the British would have liked in World War II. That is, they would have liked to have been able to photograph someone making a wooden tank. That would have been all great for them. Or Rommel would have liked to have got a picture of which says buy fake maps incorporated.com, fake maps.com, some sort of clue that this is not a genuine article, this is not a genuine artifact that you could trust. And it's a very interesting aspect here that if you think about Douglas Hope, he's a lawyer, a barrister, all about creating information to make you believe a particular thing. So it's almost a dipole, an opposite from a barrister to a scientist. This person is about constructing the information to make you, to make the case, the Lord. It's almost like a synthesizing evidence. You believe it's all true, but you can actually put things in everything to go up. And so this poor old founding in Australia has no Aboriginals whatsoever. There's no Aboriginals in the picture whatsoever. There are no women in it whatsoever. No convicts. It's all pushed aside. And it is true, the convicts were held off for a while before coming ashore. It's all very interesting, and it's all basically a scam. Thanks a lot for listening.
Another story comes to a close. It's been a pleasure sharing this moment in time with you. May you discover truly amazing things, understand them, and tell others. Thanks for listening.